Welcome to Content Creation Musings with J.D. Sutter, random thoughts about podcasting, blogging, and other internet stuff. I'm J.D. Sutter, founder of Porchlight Family Media, and you can connect with me at jdsutter.me. Today's thought is, should a podcast cover art design be more like a logo? Well, if you've been podcasting for very long, you've probably realized that you need several different variations of your cover art for different purposes. You need various sizes for your iTunes image, your MP3 metadata, your website, your social media accounts. But have you ever considered podcast-branded items for your show as a means of monetization? You know, coffee mugs, t-shirts, and the like? If you have, then carefully examine your artwork before just slapping it on any old product in Zazzle or Cafe Press. Not all podcast artwork looks great when used like this. The reason this issue has come to my mind is because I've been considering the podcast merchandise revenue stream lately myself, and I came to the conclusion that for the podcast in question, our artwork looks pretty good in iTunes, but it won't look that great printed on a t-shirt as is. So that brings me to this question: should a podcast cover art design be more like a logo? Or at the very least, have certain elements that can be removed when you want to use the art for purposes of printing on a physical product? I mean, I see lots of podcast artwork in iTunes or other podcast directories which really do look great when used for the primary purpose, which is to act as an album cover. But that same artwork would look really terrible if it were printed on a t-shirt. Now, I know that most of us online content creators are not professional graphic designers ourselves, and we're most likely going to hire a designer to create our podcast artwork for us. And if that is the case, then we want to get the artwork done right the first time so we don't have to keep going back to the designer to make changes, since that costs us both time and money. So what do you think? Should we be thinking about other uses of our podcast artwork? Or should we just approach it for what it is and have separate designs created for our branded merchandise? Now, I haven't reached any concrete conclusions on this thought yet, so I'd really like to hear what you think. I'm still mulling over different ideas. So, again, I'd love to hear your thoughts, so send your feedback to show@jdsutter.me. Today's podcast recommendation is a show called I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere. It is hosted by Scott Monty and Bert Wolder, and it can be found at ihearofsherlock.com. Now, as you may have guessed, it's a podcast about Sherlock Holmes, and not just the original stories written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, but everywhere Sherlock Holmes shows up in popular culture. It's a great show. I really, really enjoy it. And if you are into Sherlock Holmes, you probably want to check this podcast out. It was the first podcast dedicated to Sherlock Holmes. It's been going strong for several years. So check it out, ihearofsherlock.com. Now, full disclosure, I did some consulting for Scott, but I was a fan of the show long before he was ever a client of mine. Now, don't forget, a transcript of this episode can be found at jdsutter.me, and I will talk with you next time. Adios.